Yes, yes, people. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. And it's normally the Manchester United Arsenal show. Man Them United podcast meets the Gunner Talk from the Arsenal podcast. But no. This is strictly the Gunner Talk from the Arsenal podcast as Arsenal crash out of the Champions League to Bayern Munich. 1-0, they lost in Germany to a Kimmich goal. So we will be discussing all of those things. But first and foremost, make sure you run up the likes. Hit the like button on the video. Make sure you share this across all of the socials as well. Do those two things. Run up the likes. Hit the share button across all the socials. And subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV as well. And hit the notification bell as well. For those that are regulars of the channel, regular watchers of the channel, and people who regularly watch this show in particular, Tony is not here, unfortunately. But don't worry, we're going to find him. We're going to find him. You know what I'm saying? I think he's still with Rice looking for Goretzka from the first leg. Maybe Tony's still at the Emirates. That's where Tony is. But we do have my Don in the building. Make sure you subscribe to his channel, TJ Warren TV. I'm going to add the link in the title in the building. He is here. He is definitely not hiding. TJ, my guy, outside of football, first and foremost, how are you doing? I have to ask that.
Bro, I got a roof over my head, food, drink in my cup. I got nothing to complain about outside of football. My life is fantastic. But you know what, Flawless? Here's another thing, though. I'm on vacation, dude. We don't got to worry about it anymore. Got nothing to worry about. No heart to race around. No nothing to worry about. We're good. Champions League? Nah, don't worry about that. League? Don't worry about that either. We're good. Like, what do I got to worry about? Second or third place incoming? We got the Champions League, which is good enough for my fan base. Not good enough for me, but it doesn't really matter because, you know, Mikel Arteta, you know, he's the best looking Spaniard we know. So who cares? We're good. We're all good. No, I'm good. I'm blessed. You know, obviously got the best wife, got the best dog. And yeah, what are we going to do? Here we go.
And Chinlu, I said this to TJ before the show started. That shirt is fire. The shirt is fire. I fucks with it 110%. Yeah. But big up to everyone in the chat. Get your questions in. I'm sure you lot will have a plethora of questions for TJ in regards to Arsenal going out. Big up to Never A Foul for the raid, as always, as well. Big up to all my 16 out of 10ers. Shout out to everyone. Yes. I hope you've had. It's definitely, from a Manchester United fan perspective, been a 16 out of 10 week. After the Manchester City going out in Europe, after the Liverpool losing back-to-back, actually Liverpool losing in Europe, and they're going out today as well. Oh, beautiful settings as well. Connor, if you want the link, let me know. I'll send over the link to you, Connor.
But I get Connor on here. Why not?
Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Connor, if you want the link, I got you. He says, the stars have not aligned. Bayern ended that. And I'm sure TJ will have plenty to say on the game. But I just want to say to Arsenal fans who were just 4 hours hating, look, that's all I'm going to say. Look at what happened. I was hating, and because Manchester United are bad, I didn't want Arsenal to do well, and they were going to do this, that, and the third in the Champions League, and this, that, and the third in the Premier League. Quality matters, people, because Bayern are not even a great side. And I said I had Arsenal going through before the first leg. And from that 2-2 draw, I said Arsenal fumbled the bag and they'll go out. But I'm sure you lot will have a plethora of questions. And Taz says, both English clubs giving that 16 out of 10 performance. However, that being said, if you are an Arsenal fan and you've seen your Premier League and Champions League hopes dashed within a week, at least you didn't say this dumb shit.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. And that being said, people, your 16 out of 10 merchandise is available right now. T-shirts are available. Link is in the pinned comment, people. The link is in the pinned comment. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. Two different designs, four different colors, all at the great price of £16.10, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, enough of the 16 out of 10 stuff. TJ, floor is yours. Bayern Munich 1, Arsenal 0, out of the Champions League. Thoughts?
I got one word for today. Casual. We walked into an Allianz Arena that was absolutely rocking. Absolutely off the chain. With a starting 11 that I would have picked Like, don't get me wrong. I would have picked that exact 11 down to Martinelli starting on the left and Jorginho starting in the six. And there was a lot of people that were calling for Trossard on the left and Jorginho in the six. I don't think that Jesus did near enough to earn a starting spot, and mm-hmm. neither did Thomas Partey, which honestly, weirdly, our fan base was calling for. I don't get that, but I have a brain. So anyway, we're going to keep moving. The way that we approached this match was we were in the ascendancy for most of the first half. I saw a lot of really, really good chances, but you know, on my watch along, I had Connor, I had Dal. We rued the chances that we missed. Like that's the thing, is we picked out a couple of chances that, you know, who had the chance? Martinelli had that.
Are you talking about the one inside the box where he pushed?
Yeah, inside the box where he should have taken a touch and he didn't. And you're kind of just kind of like, okay, we're going to look back. If we lose this game, we're going to look back at that and say, what if he had taken a touch, settled it down, and just slotted it to the left? Like, what if he had done that? And he didn't. He knocked it right into Neuer's breadbasket, and it was 0-0 going into the half. And then the half knew exactly what Bayern were going to do. They were going to come out, and they were going to try to smother us, and that's exactly what they did. Incredible goal. Incredible set-piece play by Kimmich. Wasn't marked. If you're expecting Martinelli to mark that guy, sorry, Martinelli is 5 foot, what, five, nothing? Like, he's not going to be able to mark that guy. And Kimmich is 5'9". Like, it's not like he's any tall world beater either. So it's kind of shameful the way that we approach this. I'm obviously devastated that we went out, but I'm not surprised at the same time, which is why I'm not yelling yet, because I'm not going to yell about the performance. The performance is like expected, I guess, because I came on here a couple of nights ago and I said 2-1 Arsenal, but I wasn't confident. I looked at you and I said, yeah, 2-1 Arsenal, and I don't have any reason for it.
You did say that, and I respect that. Still, he was letting me know it was all just from, like, being a fan of the club, which is fair.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving any logic behind this. I'm just saying, like, I really, really hope that this team turns a corner. And today, if we would have gotten a result and we would have won and moved on to play Real Madrid, we would have turned a corner. And I don't think anybody in the chat would disagree with that. But that isn't what happened. So now we are firmly in the mud, and which is why I'm wearing this Hawaiian shirt. We're on vacation now. Like, we're not winning the league. We're not, obviously, not winning the Champions League. We're not winning any trophies. So what have I said from the beginning? If we don't win any trophies, I want regime change. I want these guys. I want whoever is ever in charge, who's in charge now, out, because I don't trust these guys at all to spend money in the offseason. You bring in Kai Havertz and you think that you're going to get a tune out of him. Yeah, you got a tune out of him during certain points of the season, but when it mattered, you didn't. You didn't get a tune out of him. And you're expecting, and obviously I rate Declan Rice. Obviously that was a knockout signing. That was easy. That's like getting points for signing your name to the test. Like, you're going to get points for that. That's an easy signing, right? But like, do I trust these guys with probably, what are we going to spend over this season? Probably £250,000 to bring in players when 33% of the players that they sign don't work out. Like, how am I supposed to be behind that with the results that we've seen? And there's going to be some Arsenal fans, and I'm going to get onto my fan base now. I'm sorry. I'm going now.
Oh, the floor's yours.
You guys, look. And Sean that says, oh, the title race is still open. We are now playing against a Man City team that is playing one game a week. One game a week, and you guys can say, oh, they got to worry about the FA Cup. The FA Cup is nothing to these guys. They're going to turn over Chelsea like a smut film. It's going to be awful. Playing Chelsea is nothing. In the FA Cup is nothing to Manchester City. Winning the league is everything to them now, because now not only are they not going to do the treble, now they have to save face. Now they have to win something.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
And they will. Like, let's be real here. Like, let's be honest. I'll put the sunglasses up for this. Guys, cool. Look at me. The fact that we have tossed this away and we had one eye on this match and played like that. We lose to Aston Villa because we had one eye on this match and then we played like that. It's embarrassing. And then we have our fan base saying, or our immediately, our fan base and the Arsenal Twitter, whoever runs the Arsenal Twitter, saying, proud, 1-0, loss at the Allianz. On to the next one. What? This is the mentality that this regime wants to carry forward. This is like, oh, yeah, well, we're incrementally improving. Why not win it now?
True.
I don't get it, guys. Like, come on. Why? I don't get it. Because there's going to be, outside of the League Gunners of the world, there's going to be Arsenal content creators, Arsenal Twitter people, Arsenal that are going to paint a lipstick on this pig that we have been farming for the last 8 months. And we are going to be, again, a joke because we give this ownership the room to go out there and do mediocre season after season after season after season. Like, the people that are trying to tell me, oh, yeah, we're one signing away. We're one striker away from being able to get it over the line. No, we're probably three or four signings from getting over the line, and I'm talking world-class signings and eight outgoings minimum before we are ready to talk about, oh, yeah, we're going to the title. And one more thing, and then I would love to answer questions from the chat because the chat is going absolutely crazy. Big up the chat. I'm going
to
put
the chat can wait. This is your time to get what you got off your chest. We'll get to the chat. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I want to hear from you.
The fact that I am sitting here on April 18th in the UK and talking to you again about us bottling a league and throwing away a trophy for the second year in a row, I feel like I'm Bill Murray in Groundhog's Day. This cannot continue. This cannot continue. We have reached the point with this manager to where he has no other ideas. And he is going to go to Josh and he is going to go to Stanley and say, hey, I didn't have the guns to get it over the line. I need 200 million more. I need 250 million more to where you have signings of at least 100, 150 million that are sitting on the bench or in the reserves or are on loan. The guy cannot identify talent that will move the needle now. So why in God's name would you freaking trust this guy with another transfer window? Why?
So you saying you're done with Arteta? It's done.
I'm done. Well, barring a miracle, which I know is not going to happen because I'm an Arsenal fan.
And yeah, let's say hypothetically you don't win the Prem. Let's say hypothetically.
No, I'm done. Follow us. No. I've said from the beginning. You know, you and I have been streaming for almost a year now. I've said from the beginning. I've said since August. If this guy doesn't win me a trophy, I want him gone. I want him gone. And that hasn't changed. That goalpost has not changed. As much as people call me a flip-flop, because look, what am I going to say when the guy wins me 9 league games in a row? Oh, yeah. Arteta out. I'm going to march outside of the stadium with the freaking torch and pitchfork. Like, no person with a rational mind is going to do that. But when it comes to the final, when it comes to the test, when the rubber really meets the road, this manager doesn't have what it takes. And I'm going to give you a prime example. Everybody is absolutely raking Bakayo Saka over the coals, which I think is a little unfair.
Oh, go ahead. I would say
50-50 because you have seen Bakayo Saka play over the last month and a half, right? Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been producing like you would expect a world-class right winger to play, right?
Facts.
What has Arteta done tactically? Mm-hmm. Switch it up and free up Bakayo Saka from getting double teamed or triple teamed on that right side. Nothing.
Yeah, what's he done? Yeah, he's not changed anything tactically. He's not even talking about the five in line. I get you.
Yeah. The only thing that he has changed tactically is in the midfield. He hasn't even changed how our left back, how our fullbacks are either overlapping or inverting. He hasn't changed that at all. I could count on one hand how many times I saw Ben White overlap and try to help out Saka today. There was nothing. So the guy, while you expect Bukayo Saka, and I will not let Bukayo Saka 100% off the hook, because if you are going to be this world-class player, then sometimes you have to create something out of nothing.
That's true.
Right? He can't do it. He can't do it. Mm-hmm. But so if he can't do it, then Arteta needs to put him in a position to produce.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done that. So. And how would you expect him to do that? Through a change of tactic. And he hasn't changed a thing since Saka started getting pocketed by left backs that, in my opinion, are not the levels. Like, they didn't even have Alphonso Davies in there today, people. Like, come on. Like, let's be honest. And he's getting pocketed by Aston Villa. He's getting and I'm seeing online that people think that he's getting pocketed by Eric Dier, which I think is a little bit of a narrative. But at the same time, like, look, he is supposed to be this world-class wonderkind. So either you trust the manager to develop him, and part of developing, in my opinion, is putting the player in a position to succeed. And I don't think Arteta has done that in the slightest. But at the same time, Bukayo Saka, if he is really going to be that guy, then he needs to start making something out of nothing, which he has shown that he doesn't necessarily have the skill to do at this point. I still think that there is a player there. Don't get me wrong. I think Bukayo Saka is cold. I think he is a baller, right?
Yeah.
But the way that he's being played right now, man, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. So.
No, that's fair. That's
pray for Bayern, everybody. Pray for Bayern, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to all of that. Big up to Omar B for the super chat. Who says, flawless. What did I tell you about Arsenal and Bayern? Big up for the super chat, Omar B. And I remember you on the fan calling show talking about that. And I got one I wanted, because I wanted Arsenal out and I wanted Barcelona out. And I thought that these two things would happen. So, yeah, big up to you, MC40. MC40 says, congrats on 11K, flawless. Big up. Hey, much appreciated. Thank you. And salute to everyone supporting as well. I will pattern an 11K subscriber party. I just don't know when, because there's so much football going on. The NBA content's going on. We got the gaming channel. So I'm unsure when it will be. And even you got idiots like Ryan saying, I would rather say 16 out of 10 again rather than my team bottle the Premier League and Champions League. I just want to say this. I'd rather have my team bottle the Premier League and Champions League from 2024 to 2034 than say that dumb shit that you said. Just to clarify. Just to clarify. And if you are unsure of the dumb shit that Ryan said, I'll run the clip, people. Let's start.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. And again, people, your 16 out of 10 merch is available right now to purchase in the UK only. It will be available for worldwide shipping from the 22nd of April. All this information is on the website. Like I said, the link is in the pinned comment, sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com. That is sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com for your 16 out of 10 merch. Two different designs, four different colors, all at the great, great, great price, people, of £16.10, people. That is £16.10 for your 16 out of 10 shirts. And that is limited edition, people. So we will only be running the shop till the 16th of next month. So only till the 16th of May, 10 p.m. That's when it will close. Shout out to Surfer, because he told me to add the 10 p.m. So that's when we will be closing the shop, people. So limited edition. You're only going to get these at this price from now to the 16th of May, 10 p.m. So again, link is in the pinned comment. sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com. And big up to Troops. He says, how about tuning in? And the first thing I see is the 16 out of 10. LOL, dickhead, you hold that, your muck. Big up Troops every single time. Shout out to Troops. Even though you hung up on me and all I was trying to do was help, make sure you go check out Troops' match reaction. Make sure you go check out TJ's match reaction as well, because they will be great viewing. I've not managed to watch them yet, but I will watch them tonight. And that being said, make sure you subscribe to TJ's channel. The link's in the pinned comment. The link is in the pinned comment. And Deviant. Shout out to my guy, Deviant. This insufferable guy, man. Jesus. Facts. 110%. Hella insufferable. So where do you go from here, TJ, on the game? Like, I mean, from here in regards to this defeat, obviously you got Wolves on the weekend. Do you see this impacting you heavily? Do you expect Arteta to make changes? Do you expect him to make wholesale changes? Does he keep it the same?
Well, I would hope that he would go back to what brought us success January through the beginning of April, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like we run into this April Fool's thing the last 2 years in a row. It's like April, it's April and we are the fools. Right. We have not. I don't know if this fan base has clocked this yet, but we have not won. Yes, troops. We are stressed, bro. We have not won in 4 matches. And I said this after Manchester City, guys. I said, we need to win against Bayern, not only because we need to put a W against Bayern and go into the Allianz with a lead, but this manager, this team is extremely known for not being able to pull out or pull out of losing situations. So if our heads are down, our heads are down for like 4 or 5 games. We don't get dragged out of it. So when we go to the Molyneux, Gary O'Neill is doing this. He's rubbing his hands together because he knows that we can be got at, and our confidence is through the floor right now. Our back line is looking shaky. I'm not confident. And who would be? And if you are confident, tell me why. Tell me why, like the freaking Backstreet Boys. Tell me why. Absolute banger. No, but why would I feel confident about that? So do I think we need to make changes? No. I don't think we should. I think we need to be going with the same strategy that brought us success through the first 3 months of the year, because that was some of the most fluid attacking football that we have seen in a while. But now you're going into the dog days. You're going into playing. You're still playing 2 games a week through the end of the season, whether or not you're in the Champions League or not. So you, in my opinion, I don't think you change the starting 11, but you change the tactic. You put these guys in a position to where these guys can get got at. And obviously, Wolves are not Bayern Munich. Let's be real. Wolves are also not Aston Villa. But these players, or this opposition now knows how to get at us. And that's a big problem. So I would hope that the manager would be able to play the same personnel, which I believe are quality. And go in with a different mindset or a different tactic to utilize these players to the best of their ability. Obviously, I'm referring to Bukayo Saka. I'm referring to Martinelli. And I'm referring to that freaking German giraffe, Kai Havertz, as well. Because you could see that he's gotten a tune out of him before. But is the player good enough? You know what I mean? And that's what we're going to find out through the end.
Yes. Is the player good enough?
Final run out. And I don't think he is. But
hey, when I said that, I was hating. You know what I'm saying? I was hating.
No, but no, maybe I want to come to you. And I think that, is it Sunny? TJ, look at me, dude. I know I want to come to you, Flawless, a little bit on this.
Go on.
If you put yourself in an enviable position of being an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, go on, talk to you.
What would you expect Mikel Arteta to do going into a game against Wolves?
What would I want him to do?
Yeah, what would you want him to do?
He has to make some changes because the performances haven't been good enough. So okay. I'm looking, because I think defensively, even though you conceded a bad goal, you weren't that bad overall in that second leg. I'm looking at the attack. Your attack didn't do the business. And I've said this pretty much all season long is... Wait, beforehand.
No, do it. You got to do it.
Of course, man.
You got to do it.
Any excuse? Hold up.
By the way, can I just say, the 2 girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Red hasn't yet.
All right, big up the panel. I told as fuck.
Oh, can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing before you pull the shirts? Of course, Ryan, Ryan, I blame you for this.
Yeah, blame Ryan. Yeah, yeah.
I blame you for this, Ryan, because you were the first person in my DMs saying congratulations after you guys drew to Liverpool drew to United. You were the first. I was on vacation. I was trying to forget about Ryan. I was trying to get away from the streaming for a little while because I knew that the run out of the season was going to be rough, right? But Ryan, you fraud. I knew that you were going to jinx this. I partially blame you. I'm going to look at the camera. I partially blame you, dude.
Blame him? Without doubt?
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Never ending flight of stairs. That's all I'm going to say. Never ending
flight of stairs. Real. And that being said, on him, and we'll get to him in a second because he was on my case like he was an Arsenal fan, and he says 16 out of 10 will die down. Arsenal will always be bottle
jumped. Oh, well, you fraud, bro.
And that's crazy that he's saying that. So we're going to get to that in a second. And just to those that don't know, I know Deviant personally, like before this. Deviant's known me for a number of years. And he says, Ryan, 16 out of 10 is never dying. Flawless won't let it. And I've not even said this to him. Deviant knows this. Ryan, I say this in the camera. It's never dying. I am going to play this forever. Every day I am on this earth and I am live streaming, I will play this. I am getting this pushed to the masses. I am going to continue to push this. And for those that don't know, and Ryan might have forgot, there's more clips, people. Don't get mistaken. There's more idiot clips of Ryan. You know what I'm saying? So just to clarify that. But back to this, and this is the reactionary takes that we talk about, all jokes aside, like bringing it back to football. Actually, I'll ask you a question before we get to that as well.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for him to change the attack, because I think that's what let you down today. What let you down today was the attack. Your defense wasn't the problem. But Havertz, Martinelli, Saka, Odegaard, even though I thought Odegaard was decent, the front three weren't good. But I don't rate Havertz, so I can't really expect too much from him. Martinelli is there. Saka, like you said, once you have a standout season and you're the target, teams then set up to shut you down. And then that's where good players become great, great players become elite, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you'll just use Ronaldo and Messi, for example, because they're the two best, they're the best attackers we've seen in recent times. You think teams didn't try and shut them down? If you don't think teams specifically set up when they were playing Real Madrid or playing a Barcelona to shut down Ronaldo and Messi. But you know what they did? You mentioned this earlier. You figured it out. You create something out of nothing. And it is extremely tough to do. I'm watching, my favorite player right now is Kylian Mbappe. I am watching him at times struggle with this. Not so much in the two legs against Barcelona, because I thought he was just poor, but you do now get extra attention. So now you're getting extra attention and you're first on the opposition's mindset when they're doing their defensive plan. Okay. Yeah. How do we shut down Mbappe if it's PSG? And for Arsenal, it's how do we shut down Saka? So whoever's playing left back, whoever's playing left-sided centre back, whoever's playing holding midfielder, or whether it's two holding midfielders, whoever's playing be left wing, whoever's playing left wing, those five players or four players, they're getting extra information from the manager. There's an extra plan to be carried out.
Yeah.
So that's what I would look for. But I think it's just quality. I don't look at it. People talk about bottle jobs. I don't think you bottled it. The reason why I don't like the word bottle job by itself, because that implies that the technical and physical attributes are there and it was solely mental. Now, does mental play a part? 110%. But it wasn't solely a mental thing why Arsenal didn't do the business. It's quality. And I've been saying this about this Arsenal side, and people thought because I'm a United fan and we're bad that I'm just hating. When I said your attack is not it. Do I rate Saka? Yes. 110%. Martinelli is good to an extent, but he's been horrible all season. Kai Havertz is bang average at best. Odegaard has stepped up. That's someone who he impressed me last season, and this season I think he's been good as well. And at key moments, he stepped up, like the Porto home game, for example.
That's one area that I have been impressed with him in 2024. Yes. He has stepped up in the big games where that was a big criticism. Sorry to interrupt, but that was a big criticism.
That's a big thing
that, like, that's why I wouldn't mind Odegaard sticking around. That's why I'm not raking Odegaard over the coals. Like, probably eight or nine of the rest of the outfield players could probably hold some corn after that. But I honestly, like Odegaard is creating at a level that I wouldn't have expected him to do in the big games, where last season that was a huge criticism of him. So yeah, no, that was all I wanted to say. Like, it's crazy. No, and one more thing. Well, the people that are saying Arsenal have bottled it,
couldn't talk about it.
We have not been in a winning position throughout the season. We've been chasing throughout the season. Liverpool have been near perfect. Man City, near perfect. This league is very top heavy. Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool. Like, those are the three teams. So to say that we've bottled it last season, 100% did, because we were 8 points clear with a game in hand at one point. That is a bottle job. This, we have been chasing for a majority of the season. So have we bottled it? No, because I never thought we were in a strong position to win it. So, yeah, run your agendas. People can run their agendas.
And just to
that, a lot of us saw the forest through the trees.
Yeah. So, like, and that's what it is. So when Ryan was talking about, oh, respect Arsenal, give them their flowers, the best Premier League side of every side I've ever seen. Don't get mistaken, he's an idiot. But other people were saying, other people was not so much in regards to one of the best Premier League sides ever. But how can you doubt this side? We watched Arsenal do this last season. So why are they incapable of doing it this season? That's what I didn't understand. I didn't understand people being so sure of Arsenal winning the Premier League or Arsenal winning the Champions League when we watched what happened last season. And yeah, Prime says in the first leg, you reckon they bottled it. Second leg, they didn't. I hear that to an extent, but it still comes down to quality. Even if, to me, even if they don't quote unquote bottle it, quality first and foremost is what I look at in regards to, I say this all the time, mental attributes, of course, is needed. And that's not just being a mentality monster, people. Mental attributes is work rate. You know what I'm saying? Your influence on the pitch, like positioning, you know what I'm saying? Being aggressive, that's also a mental attribute, etc. Like, how you lose that then falls under technical, and how well you use that aggression can also fall under from a physical standpoint. But I look at mental attributes, I look at technical attributes, and I also look at physical attributes. And when I just look at this Arsenal team, they are not it. And on top of that, their biggest issue to me, Mikel Arteta. That's the biggest issue. You are asking Mikel Arteta in the Premier League to go top or two of the best managers we've ever seen in the league. Wherever you have Pep, if you have Pep 1 or you have him 2, whether you have Klopp 5 or 6. So you're asking him to top or two of the best 6 managers we've ever seen in the Premier League. They may be 1 and 5 to you. Maybe it's different on your list. But they're definitely both in the top 6, I would say. That's fair. So you're asking him to top or two of the top 6 at the same time. Then you're saying go into the Champions League and, yeah, Arsenal a bad boy. He's literally a learning experience. How long has Tuchel been managing people? Bear in mind, I don't rate Tuchel. I think he's done an awful job at Bayern Munich. However, these things matter. Because I guarantee, when someone let me know when Tuchel started professionally managing. Arteta's been, how long has he been at your club? Is it 4 years now?
4 years.
His fourth year? 3 years. So in management terms, he now a toddler. He's 3 years old. How old is Tuchel, people? Someone in the chat, let me know. How old is Tuchel in management years? How old is Klopp in management years? How old is Pep in management years? These things matter. Like I say, if I check, I'm actually going to check it now. 1 second. Let me actually
check it. Yeah, no, check it 100% while you check that. And look, I agree. 5 years, not 3. No, well, yeah, if you consider how many seasons. So this is his fifth season, right?
This is his fifth season. So he's 5.
Yeah. So yeah, so he's 5. Yeah. No, it's one of, well, half a season. All I'm saying is, look, I saw a comment in there. M. Darno, my guy, my biggest fan, by the way. He says Arsenal fans just overrate their team. They do, because and look, you guys that are saying, and a lot of Arsenal fans were saying this too. Oh, well, you guys were top when you were going into Aston Villa on goal difference by 1 point. Like, if you're saying, oh yeah, these guys are definitely going to win the league when we have a one point advantage on a team, and all we had to lean on after that was goal difference. Like, you're not watching the game. We dropped 5 points to Fulham. We dropped 6 points to Aston Villa. These are not teams that are going to be competing for the Premier League anytime soon. So if you are going to go ahead and say, oh yeah, we're challengers, then wouldn't you expect challengers or potential champions to beat those teams that you know we should be beating if we are truly big Arsenal?
Well,
my head's gone, man. Like, yeah, the absolute gaslighting that goes on in this fan base sometimes is crazy. And people subscribe to it.
And I'm looking here. So, like, 5 years, whether it's 5 years, 3 years, Tuchel been managing since 2007. Pep's also been managing since 2007. Klopp's been managing since 2001. These things matter and experience. And then in terms of quality, he's just not it. And people thought I was hating. Is Arteta? Lex made a great point about Mikel Arteta and the Arsenal team. Is Arteta better than most of us thought? Yes. The general consensus didn't have Arteta at the level he's at. Is the Arsenal side better than most people thought? Also, yes, than general consensus. But just because they're better than general consensus does not mean they're good enough to go on and win major trophies. And when I said this, and you got Egypt's like Ryan, and I keep using him because he's just the great idiot's example. He was like, yo, why don't you respect them more? You know what I'm saying? Give them their flowers. You're being disingenuous and blah, blah, blah. Now man's quiet. Now man don't want to talk about it. And he also goes on to say, hold up, I got the perfect this. And he said, and how many shirts have you sold? Probably only two. I could sell zero t-shirts. And guess what? I didn't say this dumb shit.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. Let me just clarify that, people. I could sell zero t-shirts. Big up to everyone who's already purchased one, but I could sell zero. And I didn't say this stupid shit on a live stream on YouTube.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. Yeah, people, make sure you run up the likes. Continue to hit the like button because there's over 130 of you lot in here. Yes. Make sure you share across all the socials. Make sure you subscribe to the channel Sarcasm City TV as well. Get your questions in. Of course, if you super chat, we'll make sure we get to it as well. And more of the man them will be joining shortly. But big up to Rooney08 for the super chat. Much appreciated. It says, TJ, Mikel Arteta's record in all April games. Played 27, but 7-1. Really? Is that true?
Point. Yeah. Thank you for proving my point, Rooney. That's true.
What?
April Fools FC, bro.
That's very telling that when the pressure's on, his record gets worse.
Think about this. Think about this, Flawless. When did it fall apart when we were going for top four? April.
April, wasn't it? Yeah.
When did it fall apart last year? April. When is it falling apart this season? It's April. Okay. So, yeah. Sorry, I had to look at my computer just to make sure. Yeah, it's April, bro.
You know what's crazy? Cam was right because he's been calling this. He called it this season and he called it last season. He's been saying April. He said, if we do well in April, we got a shot. But 7 out of 27 in all April games played is a terrible record. That is a terrible, 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 terrible record. And just the CAA Mafia, who says, well, I'm set. Let me just get to this. 16 out of 10 merch coming soon. Oh, no, my friend. 16 out of 10 merch out now. Available to pre-order. It's here. Link is in the pinned comment. My Sarcasm City TV. MyShopify.com. But big up to you, CAA Mafia. Big up to you every single time. You already know. But that's awful. That's awful.
Dude. Yeah,
no. Yeah, that's not it, man.
No, that's not it. And that's it. You're in the dog days of the season now. You're at the point to where you have to get it over the line or to prove all of your doubters wrong. And what are you doing? You're losing. You're losing. You're dropping points to teams that you shouldn't be dropping points to. You're dropping out of European competitions that I do believe. And I came on this show and I said, I think we have the quality to beat Bayern Munich. And then I was proven wrong. So it happens to be April. It happened then. And you gotta look at it eventually and say, hey, look, are we truly under a regime that can keep these guys focused for all 8 months of the, or all 9 months of the season. Mm-hmm. Can we do it? And right now I would have to say no. Like, the proof is in the pudding, people. You fail four tests in a row. Sorry, you're out of the class.
Yeah.
Like, you're done. It's over. We know. Like, the standards of Arsenal Football Club, I was told, were supposed to be up here. And we're somewhere here. You know? And look, like, we're going to continue to hold the bottler moniker. We're going to continue to hold the underperforming moniker for as long as this manager is in charge. At this point, because look, there are no new ideas, and we're just going to continue trying to pour money on the problem, but you're going to continue to pour money into projects that are not suitable to the level that Arsenal need to be performing at. I mean, where's Fabio Vieira? Does anybody know where Marquinhos is? What about Sambi Lakonga? Nuno Tavares? Why is Emile Smith Rowe still here if you're not going to play him? You know, there you could have a list a mile long of players that this guy has decided to keep at the club. That freaking Egyptian victory cigar, Mo El Denny, why is he still here? You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where you have to really look at the personnel that this coach has decided to keep around, this regime has decided to keep around, and you go, why? And everybody says, "Oh yeah, Lukonga's at Luton. Yeah, he's on loan at Luton. We're still paying him
his wages." Yeah, like, Warrior J, right again as well. Write your question again, Warrior J. Go on, carry on. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, and it's the same old story, same old song and dance. Like, we are literally doing the same thing that we did last season, and people are saying, "Oh yeah, give him one more year, Flawless. Give him one more year."
To do what? One more year is crazy. Yeah.
One more year. And look, I heard it last season because there was incremental improvement.
Yeah. Fifth, you went from I hear that.
Huge improvement. So I was hearing the Arteta outers and the Arteta inners and being like, yeah, I know you have good arguments on both sides. But now you're going from second to second and potentially third with a class of player that I think is good enough to get over the line, but you need the right person behind it. And we don't have the right person behind it right now. I'm just gutted. I'm gutted.
And big up to Donacy. Nah, no issues. Shout out to Donacy, real one. She said you're both looking 16 out of 10 on the show today. Appreciate that. Big up everyone. Hope you're having a 16 out of 10 evening, morning, nighttime, afternoon, wherever you may be, wherever you are, people. Warrior J? Was it this? I know you asked the question about the Villa defeat, but he says, TJ, what changes do you want to see in the Arsenal attack? Who should start and who should get benched in these final six games? It's a good question.
That's a great question. It's a hard one to answer because our front three, even off the bench, hasn't been very good. So right now you got to trust Trossard in because he's been one of the most consistent players throughout the season. Like, yeah, he's had some stinkers here and there, but I would start him because he's been more consistent than Martinelli. So I would start him on the left. That's a big change that I would make from today's lineup, at least. Trossard to get us over the line. He's more experienced. He's shown that he can be consistent in big games. Let's let him start. You got to keep going with Saka, unfortunately, because we don't have a better option on the right side. We've seen Gabriel Jesus play on the right once or twice and put in a good performance once. And even then he didn't provide a GA. So Gabriel Jesus, I think, unfortunately has to sit bench. So you have to keep Bukayo Saka on the right. Down the middle, like, this is how peak it is, guys, is that you have to decide between Kai Havertz, Trossard, who have already put on the left, Eddie Nketiah, or Gabriel Jesus. And Gabriel Jesus has shown that he's not it at the number nine. He can link up play, but he's never going to finish. He's not finished. He scored like what, 4 goals this season? Like, it's brutal. So you have to stick with Kai Havertz, which is awful. Dude, this is who we have to choose from. So when I say that I will be Kroenke out, Arteta out, like kitchen staff out, whoever does the mail, who, you know, whoever freaking
the mailman.
Yeah, the mailman, the guy who drives the bus, everybody out. If you do not sign a striker. If you don't sign a striker, what's the point? And the problem is, Flawless, I was hoping we were going to get into this.
Yeah, it's cool.
We have the same shopping list that we did last season at this time.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Because Thomas Partey cannot stay healthy. So now you're spending, probably 60 million on a CDM. Okay. Oh, yeah, we still don't have that striker that can score 20, 30 goals a season. Oh, yeah, we still don't have a fullback that can stay healthy either, especially on the left side. Hopefully, Urien Timber can come back and do a job. But can you really depend on him, especially after an ACL injury after that? Like that, you've seen what job that knee injury did to Gabriel Jesus. Can you really trust Urien Timber after that? Those injuries are devastating, and you've shown under this medical team, we're really good at keeping our players healthy after devastating injuries like that. So you literally have the same shopping list, and you are expecting to trust this manager with £250 million, million British sterling. To bring in players that will do a job or will stay healthy. No. He's had 4 years, people. Five. Sorry.
No.
He hasn't done the business. And the guys that are saying, oh yeah, don't forget about Kieran Tierney. Why would Kieran Tierney want to come back here?
He's made a great point about Tierney as well. I was watching his match reaction. Was it a match reaction? Or was it the trophy show? It might have been the trophy show. Shout out to Sophie as well. Yeah. And he was talking about Kieran Tierney and people saying that Kieran Tierney was sold because he couldn't invert like Zinchenko. But then Truce made the great point of when Kieran has played left back, he's not been inverting. He's been a traditional left back. So why just not keep Kieran Tierney, who can also play as a traditional left back?
Troops makes an incredibly solid point because now you're depending on Ben White to invert at that point. And Ben White has been okay at inverting. I wouldn't say his finishing product isn't there. I think he got one or two goals from that position, has linked up pretty well from that position. So he's okay. But if you're depending on Kiwior, so here's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, cool.
You send Kieran Tierney to Real Sociedad. And then you put a Polish international who is not proven at this level at that position. And he has put in some good performances. I will give him that. But you're looking at this guy and saying, oh, you rate me over this guy. You sent me out over this guy who's completely unproven. Like, why would he want to come back here? I wouldn't blame him for wanting to be like, nah, just terminate it or send me out on loan again until the end of the season, in my opinion. But yeah. I wouldn't blame Tierney for not wanting to come back.
And big up to, wrong super chat, but big up to you again, Rooney 08. My Don Eli in the building. Shout out to Eli. He says, play Martinelli down the middle for now as he's a striker. Is that something you would like to see, Martinelli as a center forward?
He did well under Unai Emery in that position, but would he do well in Arteta's system in that position? That's my question, Eli. Yeah. Like, we saw him rotating with Trossard in that position last season, and there was some good production there, but that was mostly Trossard, if you remember correctly. So would I be upset if that happened? No, I wouldn't. I would say, like, he can't be any worse than Kai Havertz or Eddie Nketiah or Jesus. I think that's very, very impossible with a player of that guy's skill. So yeah, no, that's a good idea. I wouldn't mind it.
A Mediterranean minister, do any Gunners rate Smith Rowe or not? I've seen some people call for him. Some people say, nah, let's get him. They want him gone. Where do you stand?
If the manager isn't going to play him what's the point? Like, do I rate Smith Rowe as a footballer? Yeah. Do I think that he is the levels of Arsenal? If you look at the aggregate of his performances this season, no, I don't. And that breaks my heart to say that, because the chances that he's gotten, he hasn't really come through on. Sans the Bournemouth game, or not Bournemouth, Luton Town game at home. Obviously got player of the match. He cooked in that match. But outside of that, has Smith Rowe really done a lot? Like, you got to look at this a little bit objectively. And you got also realize that the reality of the situation is this manager is not going anywhere. So if you're not going to play Smith Rowe, then you need to sell him and sell him to a team that will play him so he can advance his career. Because I like Emil Smith Rowe. I think that as a person, I really do like Smith Rowe. And I'm not like a guy that's a fan of the players. Like, I think these guys interchangeable employees most of the time. But he's a nice guy. He deserves to play. And in this system, he is not going to get the minutes that I feel he deserves. So send him to a West Ham. Send him to a Crystal Palace. Send him to a League One team that will give him the chance to play. Because he's not going to get it here while you have Fabio Vieira, Rice, Jorginho, the system that we're playing right now. Do I rate him? Yes. But do I think that he is going to play in the system? No, he's not. He's not going to get consistent playing time enough. Do you rate him, Flawless?
Smith Rowe, from what I've seen, yes. But again, I've not watched him enough to go, yeah, he's the guy for Arsenal's level. Well, he seems like a good player, but he just... he seems to get injured. Well, I don't know if it's injury or he's just missing. Like you said, game time. I just don't remember seeing him like that, like in regards to playing time. Like, let me actually check out his... well, so give me a second. Actually check out like how many appearances he's made, because the chat are talking about his injuries. He is only 23. And I hear his name. Let me have a look. Hold up. Wait, where's his number? So yeah, I'm looking here at Arsenal. So obviously he got there, he didn't play. Then he played two games. So he's played matches, but these are probably off the bench. So he's 20 games second season, 33 in the 21-22 season. Then 22-23, he played 12. And then this season, he's also played 12. So take out the 21-22 season where he played 33 matches. Again, don't know how many of them off the bench. He played 20 the game before, season before that. Don't know how many of them off the bench. Game time's his problem. In the past two, this season, he's played 18 matches overall. Season before, 14. And I guarantee you, they're not all starts.
Yeah.
So it seems like you don't play enough. I can't really go. You played 24 matches in two seasons.
Yeah. No. And well, a lot of that too. Yes, Flawless, is because of injuries. No,
24, really. Sir. 24. Yeah, 24, and he's had injuries, like you said. So that's where it kind of stems from too. So yeah, I hear that. Oh, welcome to the show.
And he had chances. And here's the thing, yeah, and big up Steve-O, I know, and Steve-O, I saw you freaking trying to call me and catch me out on the playback, by the way. I knew what you were doing, bro. I knew what you were doing. But no, and here's the thing, though, is that he has had chances to come on and do a job. Like, that's against Bournemouth, for instance. He couldn't finish his chances. And while I felt for him, because I felt like that was a big audition for him, that, like, he just couldn't get it done. Like, I don't necessarily like blame him for what happened at Villa, because I think he was thrown into an impossible situation when Odegaard was subbed off for him. But, you know, under this manager, man, he's not going to flourish. Let's be real.
Big up to Staffy for the raid as well. We also got Prime in the building. Yes.
Yes.
Prime. What's going on, Prime? You good?
I'm good.
Oh,
talk to us. Thoughts on the game,
Prime?
You don't need to. I was on a stream before this with you, and all you did was give me that dumb smile.
Oh, okay. I'm not allowed to smile. Okay. I'm not allowed to smile.
Hold on.
Well, yeah, man. Yeah, watching that defending from Bayern Munich. I kept telling Steve all game, like, I don't get why you're screaming every time Arsenal have the ball. Bayern were comfortable defensively. There wasn't really... I know Arsenal had chances in the first half, but they were all, for the most part, going towards Neuer. There's nothing real threatening. TJ, you said playing, or no, someone said play Martinelli up top. And this whole thing, Arsenal fans talk about getting a striker, Arteta doesn't want a traditional focal point up top. He wants someone who can like help in, I guess, in build up, I can drop deep, like what Jesus can do and what Havertz can do. So you either get someone who can do all that and get goals, like a King or a Tony, or you need to upgrade on your wide players. I look at Martinelli and Saka. Not enough goals come from them, and particularly moments of individual brilliance. Not enough comes from either of them. I think Trossard, to be fair, should be playing a lot more because he is a goal threat. But is he a better player than Martinelli or Saka? I don't think so. And I don't know if he's good enough to play that false nine. I look at your myth. I, full of notices, I'm someone who rates Declan Rice highly. I have for years. But
yes,
today is like one of those games where he had to step up and perform. I didn't watch your first leg, so I don't really know how the game went. But today, he needed
his performance, wasn't too dissimilar. I'd say he was slightly better in the first leg, but he wasn't great. He wasn't good, but he wasn't bad. Yeah. He was just okay.
And
I would
disagree.
I thought he was just okay.
In the business end of
all
the
of them
season,
were just okay. That was games, the problem.
Yeah,
yeah. In the business end of the season, in big games, I need the best players to step up, and Rice in particular. You need to like step up now. And I, to be fair, I thought he would tonight, particularly up against that midfield. I knew going up against Lima and Goretzka, that should not have been a problem for someone like Rice. Going up, I get it, Musiala is amazing, but you should, you know, as a someone who's trying to be a world-class player or who is a world-class player, depending on who you talk to, you should be able to deal with that. And he didn't. Jorginho, I thought, had a very good game. He like dictated the tempo very well. I don't know. It's just like people can talk about your players, but like I think ultimately, like the buck rests with your manager. Like I like our, well, I don't like him as a person, but I rate him. I think he's a very good coach. But like ultimately, is he good enough to get to that next level in terms of winning things? Not right now. He's very young in his managerial career. People need to remember this is his fourth.
I was talking about that before
season. He's very young in his managerial career. To expect him to be winning these things, or to assume he'll be able to win these things, and to assume that this project you're doing will end up being like Klopp and you'll win things this season or next season. Why? As much as you guys may love him, ultimately he might need to go in order to push on and win. Or else, and I said this like last year to when I was speaking to people and stuff, that this project Arsenal have could end up being like what Spurs did under Poch, where you have a talented young players, you have a like a quality young coach, and over the next 2-3 years, you push on to being title challengers, Champions League finals, semi-finals, finals, and you don't really win anything. And then some of these players leave, some of these players get older and past it, and the manager eventually gets sacked because he runs past his cycle, and the team just ends up being washed up.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, so I think the Kroenkes have a big decision to make. Does Arteta get one more year and you give him money and you have one more final push? Or do you say thank you for what you've done and then you go get Diego Simeone or Simeone Inzaghi, or you go get a winner, a proven winner? Because I don't believe this narrative of Pep's dominated this league, no one else can win it. There are managers out there that can win this Premier
League,
even with Pep in it.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And I'm saying all this.
It pains me to say it too.
If it wasn't TJ here, if it was Tony, I'd be here making jokes. But like, been listening to what TJ's been saying all season. I know what TJ's like. He's being realistic. He hasn't been wild and stupid. So I'm going to come on here and be realistic. So I'll be
respect, Prime. I appreciate it, bro.
Tony, don't worry. Even if it's next week, like Tony will be back. Tony will be here eventually. So we will be talking about this game, the Villa game, and see what he has to say. Surf is also in the building as well. Yes, Surf, what are you saying?
Yeah, hold that, you bums. That's what I say to you right now. Yeah. Hold that. Hala Madrid as well. Hala Madrid.
Hala Madrid. I will get on board with that. I will get on board with that.
I'll never say Hala Madrid. Ashadwa is a Real Madrid fan. I will never say Hala Madrid.
Hala Madrid.
No, she didn't post anything today, so that's why they won. talking about Arsenal, I don't think Arsenal bottled it, because if we're being shameless out, as soon as that first leg ended, everyone had Bayern favourites to go through, because it was going to the Allianz Arena, so we can't say they bottled it.
That's fair.
What I will say is, I think it's a huge missed opportunity, because this Bayern team is crap. in terms of how they played, I would question Arteta's tactics. His subs are more like for like than game changing, if I'm being honest with you. He brought Jesus on to what? We already know he doesn't like goal scoring. What did he bring him on for? To set up Kai Havertz. and also at the end, Saka taking that free kick so quickly and then that terrible corner just summed his night up. Really, it just summed Arsenal's night up. I think it's a missed opportunity. I really do. Bayern, even the crowd tonight, the Allianz Arena wasn't rocking. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like a cauldron. You know those Galatasaray games? You know, like in the
yeah. When it's really, really, really hostile. Like, yeah.
You can't hear yourself.
But it's really hostile. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was like. Arsenal just didn't lay a glove on them. They sort of jabbed them a bit. It's like a sparring session just before the fight. It's just for cardio. Do you know what I mean? It's not for anything. And if I was an Arsenal fan, I'd be really disappointed that my team, because remember, it's like it was basically a shootout. It was 0-0, wasn't it?
Win the game and you go through.
Yeah,
just draw when it goes penalties.
Yeah, I'd rather you go out in a blaze of glory than a whimper. That's what they went out tonight. It's a whimper. It wasn't like you can't even go back and go, oh, because Neuer is not coming out man of the match. Do you know what I mean?
Did they give man of the match?
Dyer got man of the match. Eric Dyer got man of the match or something like that.
That has to be jokes.
I saw it. That was.
They give it to Dyer.
Someone posted Dyer on Twitter, and you know the Twitter the thing where you can correct it.
Yeah.
Someone corrected it and said no, it was actually Kimmich that got man of the match.
Because he scored. He scored the goal.
Even like when even David Raya's not like he's not had a lot to do today. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
It's a real missed opportunity, and like TJ knows this, so I don't really get onto him. I just joke with him, because he doesn't really, like Prime said, he doesn't come out and say put 9 Arsenal players in the joint team of Real Madrid. Sorry, I got a cough there. If I'm an Arsenal fan, Saturday could be the season-ending game, because I'm going away to Wolves, home to Wolves. I'm going away to Wolves on a Saturday night as well. Not even like 3 o'clock kickoff. It's a Saturday night game as well. And it's like, the season, I don't know what. Even if you draw, do you think if you draw, that's it as well? If you draw, do you think it's over?
No, we can't drop any points through the end of the season.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I said this before we even dropped points to Villa or lost to Villa.
Wow.
We have to win out to win the league. Mm-hmm. And now, if we drop any points we draw, it's especially done. It's cemented. Mm-hmm. I don't see Oh, big up, Peter. These Chelsea guys. How am I getting danced on by Chelsea guys right now?
No. Hold on.
Unbelievable. But let me make my point real quick, Peter. Real quick. What? Go ahead.
I just have one stat to present. Right?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I went on a rant about this a couple of years ago. I didn't realize this still held true, but it does. Anyways, in the history of the European Cup, Arsenal Football Club have won 9 knockout round ties, including this year beating Porto in the penalties, right? Thomas Tuchel, who everybody makes fun of, has won 11. So it is. I didn't know that it was that bad. I didn't know it was still that bad, but it's true. I just looked it up. You would think the great Arsenal team, late 90s, early 2000s, did better in this competition. Nope.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
But yeah. Anyways, you guys tried. I've been there before. It sucks losing in the Champions League, but. For every normal, sane Arsenal fan who I feel like is actually deep down a decent person, there's a bunch of these random dudes on Twitter. And for them, they just need to lose. Like, I didn't realize how much fun it was to just blindly hate on teams until this last week. It was great. City losing, not gonna lie, I don't care that much. That's funny too. But I do feel bad for, like, Arsenal fans that I know or people who are just, you know, deep down, like, solid people. I do feel a little bit bad, but I don't feel that bad. I'm not going to lie. It's great. Anyways, carry on, guys. Great show. If you guys don't believe me, Google has all the information. Shout out, everybody. Support the channel. And, you know, Arsenal, keep your head up. Keep it pushing. You guys will be all right.
Yeah, and Steve, the link's in the group chat just to let you know.
Yeah, Steve, come on here. Peter coming out of nowhere.
He's on that.
He's like the Undertaker. Peter's coming out of nowhere and did freaking choke slam me like he did to The Rock, bro.
TJ, I know you're a foreign fan and everything that goes wrong with your club is your fault. But for the ones, for the real Arsenal,
I didn't take a bottle to the head in 1975. That's why outside of freaking
that's what it is, man.
I'm not a real fan because I wasn't a hooligan in 1983 and I didn't get beaten up by the cops by freaking Scotland Yard. Go ahead, sorry.
TJ, for the real true gooners, the proper top gooners who went to that stadium, what was the atmosphere like? Do I know? Yeah.
To what stadium? To the Allianz or to the Emirates?
Yes. My actual question. Yeah. What was the atmosphere like from Arsenal fans in the stadium?
I didn't see any Arsenal fans in the stadium.
I can tell. But first
for
of
the
all,
Allianz.
Big up, everyone. Big up. Hello, hello.
Yes, Fats. What are you saying?
Hello, hello. Make sure everyone smash the lights. Don't forget. Wash your hands, everything. Make sure you don't forget brush your teeth, everything. Yeah.
No.
Please gamble responsibly. To answer that Prime's question. Answer that Prime question. Arsenal, all the away fans that come to Allianz Arena, they're in the upper tier. They're up in the guts.
Yes.
You can't even hear a thing from the Arsenal fans.
Couldn't see him, couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
I
heard him join the game.
I heard them, but a small portion of it.
I watched the game on YouTube.
They're not seeing the whole game. They're not seeing the whole game, I'll say. Because you're up in the guts, like, because remember, all the Bayern fans literally outsang you guys the whole game.
Yeah, that's standard for any English team going to Bayern. But, like, you hear it in a spurt here and there.
There's more of them, so they should. They'd be down.
They should, but in reality, like, you aren't numbered, basically. Like, you're talking about nearly about 4K going up in the guts, like, you can't even hear. Like, I know some of my boys, like, went to Camp Nou, like, it was up in the guts, like, you can't even hear singing everything. That's the genuine atmosphere, like, for every away fan from England that comes to Europe. It's always been like that. So, yeah.
Okay, in fact, just letting us know. Steve, thoughts on the win?
Hey, man.
It's your German team. Hey, big up to MC40 as well. He's from Birmingham. So she says Villa. But yeah, go on.
Villa.
Wallace, bring up the banner. Bring up the banner. Steve's talking.
No. He's calm. You know, he's calm on YouTube, and then but he knows he's on straight red cards. There's no warnings and no yellow, so he knows.
There's a lot of red.
Yeah, straight red cards. He knows after what he said on playback, and thankfully you can't.
What
watch
about Mr. Bukayo Soccer? You know what I'm saying?
No, that what you said to me and other stuff. You're on straight red. You're on thin.
It's a joke.
No, we don't joke like that. So you're
fair in love and war.
No, it's not. There was no love or no war. So yeah.
No, it was. But anyways, look, here's the thing, right? Look, I don't actually think we played very well. We scored a goal. That's all we needed to do. I didn't feel in the moment I felt threatened because this team is extremely hard to trust, even worse than Arsenal, because it's like I've actually seen league titles, champs, DFB Pokals and stuff like that, like on a consistent basis. So it's like, yeah, just this team wasn't it. But like, we just did enough. We did enough. I feel like the way we started off in the second half with the, the header off the crossbar, I felt like we kind of started the game better. And, like, I just there was no threat from Arsenal outside of us fucking around with it and doing stupidness and turning it over in and around our own box and giving away throw-ins easy. And so, look, like, yeah, like, job done. Cool. We're playing Arsenal. And, like, after that second leg, I said it, that Arsenal missed a trick. They missed a trick. They took a 1-0 lead early in that first leg, and then, you know, we scored two. So it's like that you're always going to pay the price for that nine times out of ten. Man City did. I said Man City would pay the price today. Against Real Madrid, because you take the lead at the Bernabeu, you have to capitalize on that because it is rarefied air. If you beat them at the Bernabeu, the draw today, you got what's it called? You just have to get the draw at the Etihad against Real Madrid. So like it's one of those where it's like you have to take those opportunities if you're even in a position to capitalize on it, and you did. You had the 1-0 lead, but those two mistakes you made, we capitalized on them, and then the second leg. You just never really went for it. And I'm not really scared of Arsenal like everybody else was. And I don't rate
my Oh, Steve, you were telling me you guys that we were going to beat you. Like, stop.
Yes, before the first
stop
leg.
This.
Before the first leg. Yes, I did. I predict a heavy Arsenal win.
Okay, I just want to make sure that that's clear before you go, oh, yeah, no, I never will.
Really The second leg, I said we would win.
The second leg, true Arsenal fans knew. I came on this channel and said we need two goals minimum going into the Allianz or we are done.
Yeah.
We are done.
So, yeah.
You know what's crazy? I thought, like, I predicted Arsenal to win 1-0. Because I thought you would just sit back and defend
no,
and nick something. Team. But you did that against Man City.
Yeah, but man.
I don't know. I think we respected Man City more than we respected Bayern, if that makes sense.
You guys would have won if you sat back.
Yeah. Well, if we had sat back, I mean, if we're going to that, then I think that game goes to pens, and I think we lose on pens.
Possibly.
So, like, either way.
But yeah, I just thought Arsenal, like, they just didn't do enough to really – outside of the one Neuer save in the first half, which is outstanding, where he's going down but slaps it.
Fantastic save.
Maybe there was another one in there that I'm forgetting. But
no, that was the only one.
I think there was another one with, like, a slight deflection. I think that might have been the same one, actually. But, like, other than that, besides me just tweaking, like, I wasn't I did feel comfortable after the first goal. I did feel comfortable, relatively speaking. We're probably going to get clobbered.
Before the first goal, you
were. Bro, we're going to get run through like a Ten Hag midfield and a college girl at a frat party when we go play Real Madrid.
Oh, my days, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Why you have to say fuck me for?
What?
Did the Ten Hag comment?
No, fine. We're going through it like a Poch midfield. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We will show the backbone of Pochettino.
I do have a question. Strays, bro.
Unreal. I do have a question here.
Don't worry about it, Prime. You didn't miss them.
I do have a question here because I'm very confused about
meeting about, in the mind.
Not only today's game, yeah. See, this is why I just want to ask some, you know, maybe some. I just want to get to the enlightenment of the Arsenal fans.
Can you please
drink your Kool-Aid, please, in the corner, please. Just for
what
a bit.
About my Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Calm yourself down. Thank you. Let me carry on.
Let me get to these super chats. Let me just stop this.
Get
to
the super chat, please.
Big up to Barca Vibes for becoming a member of the channel. Much, much appreciated. If you want to join the membership, the link's underneath in the description. So Barca Vibes, big up to you as well. Big up to C24 for the super chat. Maidon, he says, all troll jokes aside, Arteta is the lone reason you lost today. Squad is ready to compete, but Arsenal need an elite coach now. But your
it's
owners
not ready.
Are cowards. All right, Fez, I hear him. I think with a better coach, they go through today, but that's just me. C24 says, I told you, Steve, Bayern versus PSG final loaded. I'm here for it, man. Like I said, I've already said, either PSG or Dortmund make the final. Mbappe or Jadon Sancho in the Champions League final, I am fully with it, 110%.
I can't lie. Give me Real Madrid-Dortmund final.
And to Fraser K, who says, now I really want to know what he said. Well, it's gone on the playback, but what Steve said, nowhere near as bad as this.
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told as far as that being said, people, you can get your 16 out of 10 merchandise. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. Two different designs, four different colors, all at the great price of £16.10. Only available in the UK currently right now, but will be available for worldwide shipping from the 22nd of April. All information is on the website. Like I said, link is in the pinned comment. It is myshopify.com/SarcasmCityTV. That is it's sarcasmcityTV.myshopify.com, people. Great merchandise. Isn't that right, Fats? Phenomenal.
Yeah, hopefully you get in my size. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I've got you, man. You already know. That's in our pattern. You already know.
Generally, Steve, not only Steve, I'm probably going to ask this to certain Arsenal fans here. Like,
well, there's only TJ.
I just don't understand.
Wait, Fats. Man said certain Arsenal fans. TJ is the only Arsenal fan here.
I can back TJ for a bit. Like, he's the most sensible here. But some of the Arsenal fan base that I've been come across to, some of them are.
TJ is the only Arsenal fan here, so he has to be the most sensible one.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to ask the sensible question because I'm going to get in the obvious answer anyway. Like, I just want to know, like, what is the actual hype with this team, with Arsenal fans, you know, because I don't get the way that people overhyping Saka, that he's the world-class level. Because for me, world-class trade is someone that can deliver performance week in, week out. We've seen that balls in the past, like Salah. We've seen that with Hazard. And I genuinely think that, I don't know about TJ, if I'm agree or not, I don't think Saka is that world-class yet. I think he's a media type of level player. I don't think he's a world class Bukayo Saka.
He's good. He's a great right winger. I mean, obviously, England international, he's going to start every game for England on the right wing. But does that make him a world class player? No. I think he has potential. But I said it earlier in the show. Thanks for watching, Faz. I really appreciate that. No, I'm just kidding.
Even if he was watching, he didn't remember you said that.
Yeah.
Cool. It's fat.
No, but under this cool manager, bro, under this manager, he's not.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, shock.
Look at him. Hey, Fats, don't do that. Fats, look at me. Don't do that shit. Don't do that. Like, you are shocked by what I said. Don't do. We was doing the NBA playoffs. And we going through the games and we get to Fats and Fats starts talking about a game. And then he goes, yeah, such and such and such and such after 5 minutes of talking. And I go, Facts. That's not a game we even talking about. This guy did a whole monologue for 5 minutes about a game we wasn't even talking about. This guy talking about Warriors Kings. And we weren't talking about Warriors Kings. But, you know, we move. But I'm the madman. But, yeah, go on. Carry on, TJ. Sorry.
No, no. And he's not a World Cup player. And look. Look, Mick 40, I see your comment in the chat. Big up. There's hardly any world-class players in world football at this moment in time, to be honest. I think there are plenty of world-class players in football right now. Unfortunately, none of them wear that badge at this moment. Like, you're so world-class player, and I'm not trying to switch gears or anything like that. But Jude Bellingham, I want to talk let's talk about world-class players providing in clutch moments. That first goal by Rodrigo, when that jump ball was in the air and he just took it down with one touch and let the ball go immediately, you would never see that happen from an Arsenal player. There are levels to this thing. Real Madrid have world-class players. Man City, RIP, thank goodness they're not doing the treble again, have world-class players. PSG has one or two world-class players. I think there are world-class players out there. We just don't see it wearing the red and white, honestly. So yeah, if we're talking about Bukayo Saka, there's potential there. But under this manager, under this system that he's playing in right now, he can't flourish. He can't flourish. And at this point in his career, he's 22 years old, he doesn't have the skill set to create something out of nothing. That's just the way it is. It's the hard facts that a lot of this Arsenal fan base doesn't want to face. I rate Bukayo Saka. He's one of my favorite players on Arsenal, but he is not there yet. That's all. He's not there yet.
I just want to see Saka under different
coaches. Yeah, go on, Steve.
No, I was just going to say, I want to see Saka under a coach not named Arteta or Gareth Southgate. I want to see that because I just think he has not improved this season as a footballer compared to last season. And Southgate is already not a good coach, manager, anything. He's just there. And Arteta, I just feel like, hasn't gotten the most out of him. So for me, I think, like I said, Mikel Arteta should be moved on. That would be the right thing, not only for the club and stuff, I think. I think he should go to Spain, you know, Italy, you could tactically learn some things there. Not at one of the big four clubs, but maybe at a Napoli or something. I just think, like, this is a clear sign for those who want to be ambitious at Arsenal, like the fans like yourself, TJ, and whoever else. I think it's just a sign of, like, let's change something up. Because I've seen, like, yeah, I'll give an example. Yakuba Mintz at Feyenoord this season, on loan from Newcastle. Like, he has progressed under Arne Slot, because when he was first playing games at Feyenoord, wasn't a starter, was struggling, was a bit too rah-rah flash. But I've seen development in Yakubu Mintz's game at Feyenoord under Arne Slot. So that's what I'm talking about. There are coaches out there that can get more out of wingers with flaws or talent restrictions. So that's what I think about Saka. I like the guy a lot. He is a very good player, but like there needs to be more coaching. And I don't think Arteta does that to a good enough level.
I think Arteta has a system that he won't get away from, and I think that's completely hamstrung it, hamstrung us. And today's football, to be fair, is ruined by systems to an extent, right? Because you see players like Jack Grealish at Man City, at Aston Villa, he had license to do whatever he wanted. But once he gets into a system with a world-class manager like Pep Guardiola, Pep Guardiola is the star of Manchester City, not anybody else. But he wins them trophies, right? The system wins them trophies. Arteta's trying to do the same thing at Arsenal, but he's not at the levels yet to be that guy. So I think you need to let these players breathe a little bit. And at this point, you're not seeing that. And these players are suffering under it.
Maybe he doesn't think the players are like, how do I word? He doesn't think the play, like you're saying, take the leash off a little bit is what you mean. Maybe he doesn't think the players are good enough.
Well, no, that. I mean, and you can, no, and I 100% believe that. I don't think he thinks the players are good enough. And in some cases, I mean, you don't see anybody outside of like 13 or 14 players get regular time. And I'm not, and I'm talking about off the bench as well. So you look at Klopp, for instance, right? He will let his players cook if he wants. He played youth players against big bad Arsenal in an FA Cup match. They cooked against him because he has a youth system that brings up players. While they might be coached in his system, they coach them to be footballers in their own right, in my opinion, right? Whereas Arteta, how many youth players has he played this season? That's a serious question. Does anybody know in all competitions how many players from the youth team have seen time?
I'm going to say one.
I'll go with zero.
No, it's more than one. It's more than zero.
It's one max.
One.
Yeah, I thought so. Two. Yeah.
Two. And that includes the cup. That includes the FA Cup. So, and I'm saying Ethan Ranieri and Lewis Skelly. That's it. Those are the only two. And they only played Lewis Skelly in the League Cup. And he played Ranieri in garbage time in a 5-0 win against West Ham. He doesn't trust the youth players. You will never see that out of Arteta. So if he doesn't trust the youth players, how are you supposed to expect him to trust anybody that isn't at the level or in at least the top 14, 15 players at the club to get any sort of regular time?
And you know what? That would be a valid excuse as to why Arsenal haven't gone far in the cup competitions. Like with Klopp, I know he's won the last few like domestic trophies the past couple of years, but before that, he was playing academy kids in these things, and they weren't going far. So that could have been used as an excuse. Arsenal are not playing academy kids in the Carabao Cup and FA Cup. So why are they not going far in those competitions?
Because your base squad is not good enough. Because our base squad, so that isn't even our base squad though, because you're playing freaking Eddie Nketiah, Fabio Vieira, Jorginho is wearing the captain's armband. Like, what are we expecting these guys to do? You're playing Reece Nelson on the right, or you're playing Reece Nelson on the left, Lewis Skelly on the right, Eddie Nketiah down the middle. The only person that gets regular time in that starting 11 is Gabriel and Saliba, because we don't have any other center backs, and Jorginho. The rest of them are rotational players that when we lost to West Ham 3-0 and Ramsdale.
That's fair. You spin right now. Like, for real. Yeah.
Like, no, like that's like it, and it's unfortunate. Like, I really do wish we could rotate players better and have a system that these players from the youth team could slot into, but Arteta does not trust them. That's the long and the short of it. You can tell he doesn't trust Mertesacker for what he's doing. He doesn't trust any of the youth coaches for what they're doing. We're not developing correctly, and these players are going to go elsewhere. Charlie Patino, where did that guy go? He scored a goal against Sunderland in a League Cup game that was already done and dusted, and people in this fan base were bringing him up to be the next freaking Bergkamp. He was never seen again in the Prem, at least. Sorry.
No, it's all good, man. Get off your chest. Hey, before we close out, because we are closing out soon, people, please run up the likes. There's over 150 people here. I don't even think we've hit 100 likes. Let me just double check that real quick. We're only at 85 likes. So like check 1212. Let's run up the likes. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. Get the notification bell. It is now rolled to 12K. Make sure you subscribe to TJ's channel, TJ Warren TV. Link is in the title. Make sure you subscribe to Steve's channel. Link is underneath in the description, as well as TJ's link being underneath in the description. And both their channels are on the featured channel page as well. So go support all of the Man Them people. And the content keeps rolling here at Sarcasm City TV, because after this, we are going over to the playback for the Chicago Bulls versus the Atlanta Hawks NBA watch along. That is the playing game in the Eastern Conference. That's 9-10. I know the 76ers are currently playing the Heat. I think it's all tied up currently as we speak, people. So we will be heading over to the playback. We are heading over there. So if you're an NBA fan, head over there. Even if you're not an NBA fan, make sure you head over there, because you think the content's wild on the YouTube channel? Hey, head over to Sarcasm City TV playback at 4 o'clock in the morning and hear some of the conversations that are going on over there. Yeah. Look at like you would look at Fats's face. He's just Fats is disgusting.
We're getting canceled. We're getting canceled.
Yeah. I think they know. I think because we're just in our own city of Sarcasm, they're like, all right, you lot just stay over there. And Malcolm says, big up all the 16 out of 10 tenors. Hey, salute to you. And big up to C24, who says you shipped to the USA. Not yet, but by the 22nd of this month, shipping will be available to the US and everywhere worldwide. Ain't that right, Fats? There we go. You know what I'm saying? The fat seal of approval. Then we got the fat thumbs up. There we go. So, yeah, it will be available, the 16 out of 10 tees. I've just got to figure out shipping costs and all of that stuff. But I will patent that not only for stateside and Canada and South America, etc., everywhere else across the globe, all across Europe. I know we have people who watch from Asia as well who've been asking. I know people from Australia have been asking. I've got you lot. And speaking of the 16 out of 10 tees, go to the website, people. Link is in the pinned comment, people. It's in the pinned comment. SarcasmCityTV.myShopify.com. SarcasmCityTV.myShopify.com. Two different designs, four different colors. We've got it in black and white and black, red and black, blue and white. 16 out of 10 on one of the t-shirts. The other design is 16/10. And yeah, when's the dispatch? All the information's on the site, but the dispatch is from the 19th anyway, people. So when they'll start sending out merch in the time that is stated on the website. But hey, salute to all of you lot, man. Still here, big up to everywhere. Yes, A. Solomon, it will be everywhere. How can I forget the motherland? Also Africa. Yes, I'm saying worldwide. How do I forget Africa, Caribbean, literally every... We are shipping to everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I will find out the delivery fees to Wakanda, new Asgard, old Asgard, Woodcrest, Springfield, Quahog, wherever you are, we will get this merch.
Togo.
Yeah, wherever you are at. So yes, definitely to the motherland of Africa. Yes, the Caribbean also. Once I go and, like I said, I'm just dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's.
There's a ship to Ireland.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Yeah, worldwide. And I can't even lie and say it's me. Shout out to my head of creative, because she did a stellar job. She did like 99.9% of the work. Carry job. I'm saying I'm just a face, legit. I'm just a promoter. She did all of the work, so salute to her, because she did an absolute stellar job with the website and all the other intricacies of this whole operation. So yeah, hey, Solomon, I got you. You already know. But yes, like I was saying, run up the likes, subscribe. I think we pretty much touched on everything, to be honest, in regards to, hey, Anderson, man, it's only right. I think we pretty much, with Arsenal crashing out, City crashing out, we know the four semi-finalists now of the Champions League. We have Bayern Munich, we have Real Madrid, we have Borussia Dortmund, and we also have Paris Saint-Germain. So yeah, that'll be the four. So finally, I can actually enjoy, for the first time in a long time, the Champions League semi-final in peace. Because I seen a meme that said, as a United fan, for the past 3 years, it's just been turning into a Real Madrid fan in April. And that's what it's been like. So finally, I can be like, all right, let me just chill out. To C24, it says it's hard to get Wi-Fi in Wakanda right here. Hey, if they've got vibranium and non-Wi-Fi, the president of Wakanda whoever's president of that city needs to, that country, I should say, needs to be fired. How you got vibranium, but ain't got Wi-Fi? That makes no sense. I'm saying. Yeah, A. Solomon, it's only available in the UK currently. So let me just clarify this. Only available in the UK currently. The 22nd of April is when it will be available internationally. But all of this is on the website. I know people don't like reading small print. Read the small print, people, because all the information is there. All the information is on the website in regards to it. If I go to it now, it will say it. Hold up. Let's see. Yeah, delivery information. Currently, we only offer standard delivery. Is the international delivery will launch on the 22nd of April, 2024. So it's all on there, people. But yeah, TJ, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Again, thank you guys for having me. And I appreciate the crash sesh from Steve, Prime, obviously, Winter Surfer while I was here, Faz, all you guys. Appreciate it. You guys can find me on TJ Warren TV, guys. We are very, very close to 1,100 subs. So go ahead and subscribe. TJ Warren TV. It's right there in the description. It's right there in the title. Go ahead and help support our channel. Me and Steve just hit recently 1K. So we are the 1K brothers right Love now. That, my guy Steve. Even though he's a Bayern fan, we it's okay. I don't judge him too hard to harshly on that. But you can catch me tomorrow on Staffy TV, American Waffle. I will not be talking because I'll be in the waffle cell the entire time. But you can also catch me on American Idiots. It's our flagship show on TJ Warren TV, 9 p.m. UK time. We got Marshall from Casual EFC coming on. And we are going to have a fire discussion about Chelsea, Arsenal, and our match on Tuesday. So I appreciate the support again. Flawless, thank you so much for having me on. Big up everybody inside. Yeah, love it. Love it.
Let's Steve, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Strasbourg Steve on YouTube. I'm doing a Benfica watch along with Northside tomorrow. And when Marseille and Aubameyang put us in a fucking spliff, then everybody who laughed, who I got to laugh at, will laugh at me. So yeah, that's what I got going on. And then Friday, Genoa Lazio Athletic Club versus Granada. And then on Saturday, there's like 4 or 5 watch alongs and stuff. I got to add one. But yeah, that's what I got going on. Big up everybody. And yeah, Arsenal, man, it's crazy.
And that being said, people, like I already stated, make sure you used to follow the man and subscribe. They've all both now gone over 1K. So let's get them to 2K, people. And we're going to continue to grow all these platforms you see on this channel, including this one. But don't go anywhere because we're going live on the playback, people, in 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, we'll be live on the playback, like I said, for the Chicago Bulls versus Atlanta Hawks Eastern Conference play-in game. That's 9 versus 10. Because currently the 76ers are playing the Heat and they lead the 6 minutes on the clock to go in the fourth. The Sixers up by a point. Well, actually, let me get score. Actually, let me know before I even score predictions tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do score predictions now, actually. So, TJ, we'll go to you. Arsenal versus Wolves. Wolves versus Arsenal, I should say, because it's at Molineux. At the Molineux.
2-2 draw.
You're saying 2 apiece? Steve, yep. What are you saying?
2-1, man. Howell, like, are hungry like the wolf. Ow!
Duran, ooh. Nice reference.
Prime, what are you saying?
Yeah, 2-1.
Prime, what are you saying? Scoreline prediction.
What prediction?
Wolves, Arsenal. Wolves, Arsenal.
At the Molineux. 2-0, Wolves.
2-0, Wolves.
Oh, my. We're not going to get
Fats.
Sucked.
Fats. Hey, yo, Fats.
Yeah, I'm aware. Give me a second.
I was just making sure you were aware. My guy. You didn't give me the reassuring thumbs up, so I didn't know.
Sorry, I'm aware. I was checking the table just to make sure.
Leave him alone, man. He's messing back the babes.
Yeah,
I respect it. I respect it. I respect it.
3-1 Wolves. 3-1 Wolves.
3-1 Wolves. That being said, and I just know TJ mentioned it, and I was just checking the fixture list, and he mentioned the show with Marshall as well. Arsenal versus Chelsea. We'll stay with you, Fat. Scoreline prediction for that Tuesday. That is next week, Tuesday.
I'm going to say 2-1 Chelsea. Hope I'm a last minute goal.
2-1 Chelsea. All right. 2-1 Chelsea. Prime. Arsenal Chelsea.
So, who do we play?
Arsenal away.
Fucking Liechtenstein.
Arsenal away next week. Tuesday.
You play Man City before you play Arsenal.
Yeah, but I was waiting to get that part to Arsenal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arsenal Chelsea.
Yes.
And this is at Emirates.
It's at Emirates.
At the Emirates. It's at Emirates.
Yes.
Listen, man. 3-3.
Okay. 3 apiece. All right. 3-3. Steve.
I'm not stupid enough to think of beating Arsenal, but don't give us the chance to. Don't give us the chance
cool.
to.
Go on, Steve. Arsenal, Chelsea.
Oh, 4-1 Arsenal.
Yeah.
This is their no pressure.
Fez, what are you saying?
Yeah, Steve, when we drop, TJ. Oh no, when we drop 2 points to the Wolves, it'll be no pressure FC, like Steve said. So I'm going 3-1 Arsenal.
There we go.
4-1 Arsenal.
And
I said 3-1, not 4-1. 3-1.
Said 3-1.
Steve said 4.
Underestimate. Well, yeah.
That's predictions from all the man in regards to the next two Arsenal games. Big up to everyone that's tuned in. What have we got coming up? Like I already said, we're going over to the playback. I'll drop the link in the chat in a second, and we're back today. 6 p.m. The Sarcastic and Savage podcast is back, people. So that'll be on 6 p.m. I'm sure I'll see you lot, you crooks there in the chat. So make sure you lock in for that. And then following that, Vader messaged me during the show. We got the Manchester United, Manchester City show. Mandem United podcast beats the Mandem City podcast. He messaged me, he said, yeah, I'm there. And he said... Yeah, he said, hey, no one said all that, Prime. You know what I'm saying? Look at this fucking guy. Look at him. Look at him. Huh?
Say hi to Savage for me if you can, Flo.
You can say hi in the chat. Pull up in the chat. I'm sure you'll be there. I'm sure Prime will be there. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be there in the chat. Yeah. I'm sure he will too, as the man who just turned his camera on. But as I was saying, and then, where was I at? Tomorrow midnight. Can I get through the outro, please, Mandem? Yeah. Thank you. As I was saying, Vader messaged me and he's like, yeah, I got plenty. He said, Manchester City need to hear me. And he said, the fans need to hear me and Pep needs to hear me. So Vader's going to have plenty to say. Yes, it's on the schedule, Warrior J. The Sarcastic and Savage show is, well, it's once a month anyway, course, so I can't even say it's back. But yes, today, 6 p.m. UK time. I'm sure you lot will be there. They'll be there, won't they, Fats?
Oh my days, bro.
I'll be out tomorrow.
I was waiting for the thumbs up. That's what it was. That's what I need the reassuring. There we go. You didn't even have to take yourself off mute. I just needed the look in the camera and the thumbs up. But anyways, we're closing out. Well, we're going to redirect.
He's on FaceTime with his babes.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Fatty's babes. Hopefully she's liked and subscribed to all the channels. But yeah, make sure when we're going to raid Lee Gunner, just put 16 out of 10 raid, because that's how we raid now from Sarcasm City TV. We put 16/10 raid in any chat when we raid people. And that being said, for those that are like, why 16 out of 10 raid? Because it is idiot.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, big up the panel. And yes, people, this has been the Arsenal show. Gonna talk from the Arsenal podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in and see you lot on the playback.
Go Nuggets.
Arteta in.